You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. I am Savoir Faire filling in here for Vincent for the next 2 hours here on Acoustic Ceiling. And of course, my show starts at 6 p.m. And tonight is a special edition because I'm going from 6 to 9, bringing you the best of the 80s. And you'll pardon me here as I try to get set up. I want to give a shout out to Brian and Marie here for another great crash course for the ravers. And unfortunately, I have forgotten my background music today here. So for the next 5 hours, that's right, for 1/5 of the day here, I am solely in control here at WMFO, which could be a bad thing, maybe not, depending on how you look at it. I don't know. But you be the judge. You can always get in touch with me here at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at squidpodmusic. And, of course, if you're looking for the playlist or archive versions of the show, you can find them on the station's website at wmfo.org. Okay. Today, I'm filling in for Vincent, as I mentioned before, but I thought I would give a little dedication for the first hour here to the lunar eclipse that we had last week. That's right, if you're not familiar with that, this is the longest lunar eclipse of the 21st century. Now, unfortunately for us northern hemispheres, we did not get to see that because it was pretty much only visible over the Indian Ocean and that area and such. But that's right. The longest lunar eclipse of the 21st century happened last Friday. So we got a little tribute to that event. And then we're going to kind of just do a little bit of where we feel like here at the last hour of Acoustic Ceiling. But also kind of give you a little taste of what Songs from the Squid Pod, which is my normal show from 6 to 8 p.m. here on Saturday evenings, is all about. Again, we typically focus on the 80s. That being said, our tentacles tend to spread to other eras as well, but we try to keep the genre within play. Okay, so let's kick it off here. As soon as I can get my bearings. Okay, here we go.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Thank you.
Yes, you are listening to Acoustic Ceiling, special edition of Acoustic Ceiling here. As I am Savoir Faire, filling in for Vinny here this evening from 4 to 6 p.m. That's right, he's off, and he will be off for the next 2 weeks, and I will be filling in for him again next week. So I hope you are enjoying what you're listening to, because that's what we're going to be listening to-ish for the next couple of weeks. If you've got any requests, comments, questions, love letters, just feel free to email me at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. Again, squidpodmusic@gmail.com. And the reason I say that is because my show normally airs from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturday evenings, right after Vincent's. And it is the Songs from the Squid Pod. That's right, where we bring you the best of the 80s every week. So be sure to stick around for that. And this week is a special edition because, again, it is the summer. I alternate between a 6 to 8 p.m. show and a 6 to 9 p.m. show. And tonight is the 6 to 9 p.m. flavor. So stick around for that. We'll be definitely diving into the 80s a little bit here on Vincent's show, just in case you can't catch it. But, you know, just to give you a little taste of what it is. And if that's what you like, then be sure to visit the station's website at WMFO.org. Click on the schedule link, and you can catch all the playlists and archive versions of the show, at least for the last 2 weeks of the archive versions. Anyway, that's an FCC rule. It's not ours. So don't blame us, especially me. Okay. So we do have a two-hour show planned here for this evening, and I thought for at least the first hour I would dedicate this to the lunar eclipse that happened last Friday. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, we did not get to see it because obviously it was in the Southern Hemisphere. But that being said, it is, or was anyway, the longest lunar eclipse of the 21st century. That's right. So you're going to have to wait another... What are we on here? 82 years or something like that to see the next one, I guess. But anyway, obviously, we've got YouTube these days, so don't worry. You know, feel free to Google that there. But yeah, so for the first hour here, it's a tribute to the longest lunar eclipse of the 21st century. And it's just, you know, anything that's got anything and everything to do with the moon here. So could be a song name, could be an album name, could just be, you know, subject matter. Who knows? But anyway, that's the case there. All right, so we started off this set with John Mouse from his 2011 release, We Must Become the Pitiless Censors of Ourselves. And I really feel like they should kind of put that banner over Trump rallies. Not trying to, you know... This is my personal opinion here, so don't blame Vincent about that. But, hey, anyway. And we heard the track Hey Moon. And that features, it's actually originally a Molly Nilsson tune. She's a Swedish artist, and she released that off of her debut in 2008. And John has kind of remixed it with overlaying his voice on there. And I just think it's a fantastic version of it there. And of course hers is very similar and just as fantastic as well. Okay, and then we went to Sky Cries Mary out of I believe they're out of Seattle. Not quite sure about that, but I should have looked it up. That's off of their 1996 release Moon Bathing on Sleeping Leaves, and we heard the track Moon Bathing, and we wrapped it up there with Air. They're out of France, and that track that we heard there was La Femme d'Argent. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Pardon me if I'm not. And that's from 1998's Moon Safari. Okay. Plenty to get to here tonight, so let's just dive back into it with some Doors.
ocean on our moonlight drive. Let's swim to the moon. Let's climb to the tide. Surrender to the waiting worlds that laugh against our. And no time.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
And we are back here on Acoustic Ceiling. I am Savoir Faire filling in for Vincent here this afternoon. And I'll be doing that next week as well. So be sure to tune in for that. If you are not familiar with me, I normally, my normal show, I guess, is right after Vincent's here on Saturday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. It's called Songs from the Squid Pod, and we bring you the best of the 80s. So be sure to stick around for that, because tonight will be no different, except for the fact that we'll be going to 9 p.m. this evening. So, yeah, 3 hours of a look back at the 80s. In the meantime here, we are carrying on our tribute to the longest lunar eclipse of the 21st century, which happened last Friday. And that means we started off this set with The Doors and Moonlight Drive from their 1967 debut, Strange Days. Ladytron. They actually got their band name there from a Roxy Music track, in case you're wondering. But we heard Moon Palace, and that's off of their 2011 release, Gravity, The Seducer. Moon Poles and Caterpillars gave us Here, off of their 1995 Lucky Dumpling. Echo and the Bunnymen was in there with Satellite. That's off of their 1987 self-titled album, pardon the crisis outside here of the studio. we wrapped it up there with the Jumblies, a local band there, actually, back from 2002. And local in the sense that they're from the Boston area. Just in case you are streaming the program here over the interwebs across the planet. Okay. Got about 15 minutes to go here for this hour. But again, like I said, we're going... or Vince's show normally goes to 6 p.m. here, but I'll be filling in for the whole thing. And then, of course, we'll take over at 6 p.m. And by we, I mean Songs from Squid Pod. So stick around. We're going to keep the Lunar Eclipse tribute going here with You Can Be a Wesley here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
stuck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top of Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on.
Feels right.
91.5 WMFO Medford. Happy birthday, Barack Obama.
I pictured a